Hey, how you doing?
Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, is there a problem?
Oh, it's more of a misconception.
What was Square thinking? A few years back, Squaresoft was in the middle of being one of the biggest gaming companies on the market. Final Fantasy IV helped them truly get off the map, while Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger made them one of the biggest companies to hit the Super Nintendo. If that weren't enough, Squaresoft also wound up being a huge factor in the PlayStation sales boom when they finally released the much anticipated Final Fantasy VII. Now, because of all this, Squaresoft was sitting high up on a mountain rolling in cash and wound up being a company that sold games just because of their namesake. This isn't to say that Squaresoft has become one of the worst companies out there or anything, but how could a company go from such timeless games like Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy VII to games like Final Fantasy Tactics and Fist and Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles and Final Fantasy X2? Case and point! Look at Final Fantasy VIII! Squaresoft released some legendary games prior to Final Fantasy VIII, so one would have to truly consider why. What convinced Square to release this? There are a few good things about Final Fantasy VIII, but not many. In the beginning, Final Fantasy VIII does a rather good job. The opening theme is good, and graphically, the scene that follows is, a masterpiece. Here we have a scene in which one of the worst characters ever made gets badly injured, yet Square decides to spare us the displeasure of seeing Squall's attacker get injured himself. Pure genius. Always be Squall fans who ignore his character traits and defend him to the death simply because of his hard looks and the fact that the Iron Heart has more damage than the Iron Flash. But Squall has the innate ability to kill whatever form of story bothers showing up in the game account on his introverted nature alone. Just look at the story. The game script is presented so badly that you will either not get the story at all or be shocked at how bad it is. From the very beginning, Squall starts off in a school known as Blum Garden. And the garden's purpose is to produce an elite mercenary team known as Seed. Yes, Seed! Here we supposedly have a world crisis going on, and the world's big hopes are seeds from a garden. What a witch play on words!